Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. I'm at Surface's second day of the show, and I'm in the WFCA space, and I'm with Lauren Voigt, the new chairman, and Scott Humphrey, the CEO of the WFCA. How you guys doing?
Great. Thank you so much for being here.
Great. Thank you, Kemp. Good to be with you again.
Quick question for you, Lauren. You've just stepped in as chairman of this organization, and I'm curious, did you step forward or did everybody else step back?
I'd like to say I stepped up, right? That's kind of a tie-in for a little something we'll talk about later.
Okay. Did Sam O'Krent warn you about what you're getting into?
Sam, big shoes to fill, or, you know, whatever, small shoes to fill if you're in Sam's, but he's going to love me for that. He is the best. I couldn't have asked for a better predecessor to show me the ropes in this role. Got to have someone really grounded.
So, Lauren, let's talk about your day job. We did a best practices on you in Floor Focus in April of 2023, and the story is that you and your sister, Dana, run this operation. It's in Naperville, Illinois, and it's a very successful flooring business. And the reason you're running it, one of the reasons is that, you know, your father started it, and then he got elected mayor of Naperville.
Yeah.
Yeah? And so you guys took over day-to-day, right?
Yeah, we took over day-to-day. So we took over the company in 2015. My dad's term as mayor, his second term of mayor, ended in 2023. So about the time maybe that story was written. And since then, we have brought him back into the business. And so it's kind of this reverse, you know, where we were. So he came in and, you know, we joke he works for us now. It's been such a blast to kind of have the band back together in that way. And I think now we're a second generation owned and operated business, but we have that first generation there. And I think that kind of parlays a little bit into WFCA. Like, we have this really strong foundation of what, you know, where we are, where we came from, but we're building on that in new ways. And that's just like what my business is. And we get to enjoy kind of both sides, but it's awesome working with our dad again.
So we should not be surprised to see that you're leading the WFCA because you come from a family of volunteers, right? A mayor?
That's true. Yes, I have. I'm sixth generation in the city of Naperville. My kids are seventh, and we have a long history of people, you know, volunteering and sharing with the community.
Well, let me just go down the path of Great Western Floors for a quick second, and then we'll get back on track here for talking about your role here. So how's business with Great Western?
This past year has been the best year that I have had since I started in the flooring business. It's been the most fun, it's been the most successful, just a whole new outlook on where we're going in the future. You know, we just have a strong team behind us right now. My team at Great Western has given me the ability, you know, they're doing such a great job, and that frees me up to give back to the industry via the WFCA, so I'm excited.
You know, the history of your company, your parents got involved in tile first, and now you're in all types of services, right?
Right. Yeah, my dad was a tile installer. Yeah, and then we, you know, grew from the Great Western Tile Company to Great Western Flooring as we covered more surfaces. But we still don't really know what the Great Western part means per se, but we do it all.
Illinois is not west.
No, it's confusing. We do have a Great Western Trail that kind of runs by, sort of by where we are located, but it just sounded like a grand name. And I think that's my dad. He's a visionary kind of person, like a lot like you. And he just wanted it to sound grand and great. And that was, you know, a name someone said. He was like, yes, that sounds bigger than what we are right now. And that's where we're going
to
be.
Would y'all wear cowboy boots and spurs to work?
I think this is a really funny question that you're asking me, because my husband, I wanted to buy cowboy boots when we were at our meeting in Jackson Hole. And he's like, you'll have nowhere to wear those. And I didn't, because I was being practical and reasonable. And I was like, yes, you're right. I do not need a cowboy boots and cowboy hat. And I can tell you about 10 times since then that I would have worn those cowboy boots and cowboy hat.
All right, I got a quick challenge question for you.
All right.
You know, I've been to several meetings, and went to a meeting about a year ago with Shaw, and they had an Ernst & Young presentation that was given. And then I went to the CCA Global meeting just last couple weeks ago, and same thing came up, that when a consumer enters the funnel and they're shopping for flooring, almost 40% of them come out of the funnel without buying flooring because of the confusion. And I'm just curious, what do you do to make sure you don't confuse your customer?
I am so glad that you asked this question. This is something that in our business, we have immense focus on. So we are constantly editing our space. Our stores are under 5,000 square feet, and 35% of that square footage is white space. So there's no displays. When someone walks into our stores, we want them to feel first like they have space, they have comfort, they see the people that are going to help them before they see the products that they're looking for. Because that's what differentiates us in the marketplace, like our level of service. But further than that, once you get into the products, I think it's so overwhelming. And so having an edited collection, and we talk to a lot of manufacturers about this, and they just keep adding more and more and more. We're just like, no, that's really confusing to walk up to a display and have all these rows of things that look a lot alike. Our most powerful displays are the ones that are the most concise and thoughtful. And I hope that more manufacturers embrace that and start to simplify, Scott's word of the year, a lot of their collections.
Okay. Now, Scott, I know that you've got this new great spokesperson to work with, and you guys are going to be doing several initiatives in 2026. You want to summarize a couple of those for me real quick?
Yeah, probably the biggest you can see here in the booth is the Step Up Tour. We're going to make WFCA personal. We're going to go and connect with our retailers, some of our key retailers, and have events at their stores where we showcase all the things that we offer. We talk about our advocacy, our leadership training, what we do with CFI and NFIC, our inspection organization, FCITS. We find that a lot of people maybe have heard of the WFCA, but have no idea of the details that encompass who we are. And so this will be the first time in my 14 years that we've ever tried to go out and connect directly with our people. Outside of that, it's usually this convention, or like I saw you at the CCA convention, where we see a lot of people from across the industry, but we're so excited about this. It's something we've never done, but we know it's going to be a great success.
So you're going to be impacting some big customers. I see there's a lot of dots on the map over there. How do you carry that over so that the, you know, you have a national group of members. So how are you going to parlay it so it's not just those dots on the map?
You know, success ultimately comes at the local level. And so we communicate all these things we have to offer. But if we can't identify people that have actually used them and it's made a difference in their business, why would you adopt it? It's just not going to happen. So this gives us a chance to say, hey, this is not something that would work. This is something that has worked. It has made a difference. Here's somebody living the same life as you, telling the same story, and their life is better because of it. And then we'll get the adoption, we believe. The engagement, which is what most associations struggle with, is that engagement.
So your term, Lauren, is this a two-year term?
Two-year.
Okay.
Yes.
You tell Dana you'd see her in 2 years?
The irony in that, yeah, she's expecting her third baby in May, so she's leaving me for a bit this year. But
at the same time, you're opening
the new
store.
Yeah, same time we're opening the new store. We got this. Okay. So we have a good team, like I was saying. You know, we can do so much. And we can do so much more than this. So that's what's exciting is, like, I just feel like this is the beginning for, like, of the next chapter for WFCA and for myself personally. Two separate hats, by the way. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. So let me just ask you, new store, are you a second store or are you moving store?
Well, it's technically a store that's moving, but we consolidated for the past year while we've been building it. So it'll feel like a second store now. We get to spread out a little bit again. Yeah. Okay, we'll have two design centers and then one, you know, main office, warehouse, headquarter. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching you in this role as chairman and also as the president and co-owner of Great Western Floors.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you guys. Again, been talking to Scott Humphrey, CEO, Lauren Voigt, the chairman of the WFCA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.